narrow white beach of the mysterious island of Lura, Dorothy, Bob, and Betty anxiously await the return of Najee and of Chandler and Wilson, who have gone in search of her. Suddenly, the native sailors and servants are seized with terror and take to the small boat. As they launch it, Wilson bursts out of the jungle and, running down the beach, climbs aboard. To the frantic questions of the regents, Wilson only answers that Najee is lying dead in the cave, that Chandler will never return alive, and that they had better come back with him to Suva. When they refuse, he curses the natives into action, and the boat disappears into the darkness of the tropic night. The present act opens in Betty's tent 2 hours later.
Chandu, the magician.
Betty, are you asleep? Wake up, Betty.
What?
Betty, listen.
Bob, is that you? What's the matter? Did Uncle Frank come back?
Don't talk so loud. Mother will hear you. No, he's not back yet. That's what I want to talk to you about.
What about it?
I want to go and hunt for him. And I want to tell you where I was, so when Mother wakes up, she won't be scared.
But where are you going to go to look for Uncle Frank?
Well, I'm going to follow that path that Mother said Najee took and Uncle Frank took. Maybe I can find Uncle Frank, and maybe I can even find Najee.
Oh, but Mr. Wilson said Najee was... dead in that cave.
Oh, yeah, but you can't believe what he says. He sounded kind of crazy to me, didn't he, to you?
Well, yes, he did. Anyway, he sounded like he was just scared to death. But I don't see how you could imagine he saw Najee lying in there dead if he didn't. Oh, Bob, isn't it awful?
Of course it's awful. If I don't think we ought to just stay out here and do nothing, when maybe if we could help Uncle Frank. I mean, if I could, why...
No, you mean we. Because why can't I go, too?
Oh, no, you can't. You've got to stay here.
Well, listen, Bob. Don't you suppose that Mr. Wilson could have been mistaken about seeing Najee in there? Because why wouldn't it be awfully dark if it's cave?
Yeah, I know. That's right. We don't know what he meant. Especially what he said about those cats.
I thought he said cats, too, Bob.
Well, he did say cats.
You don't suppose he could mean some kind of big animals like lions or... I mean, like tigers or leopards or something. I've read those explorers' books, and they always called animals like that cats. Do you suppose that's what he meant?
Gee, I don't know. I didn't think about that. I wonder if he did.
Well, if there's anything like that in there, it'd be pretty dangerous, Bob.
I know it would. But you don't suppose if we were in there, Uncle Frank would stop on that account, do you? I mean, just because there were animals in there?
No, of course he wouldn't. Anyway, Mr. Wilson got out, so if he got out, why couldn't we?
Now, don't say we, because you're not going.
But, Bob,
I'm going alone. The only reason I came to tell you was that I didn't want Mother to be scared to death when she wakes up and finds I'm gone.
I'm sure Mother's asleep.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think she is.
Don't you think that's kind of funny? Because how could she go to sleep and Mr. Wilson said Najee was dead? Maybe even Uncle Frank was dead, too.
Do you know what I think?
What? What do you mean?
I think there might have been some kind of, well, drug or something in that coffee she had for dinner. Because remember, she got sleepy right away after dinner.
But she hardly ate a thing.
I know it. She said we had to eat, but she just pretended to eat herself. But she did drink some of that coffee that those natives left when they ran away. They had dinner already before they went.
I know they did. Why would they put anything in the coffee?
I don't know, unless Mr. Wilson told him to. Did you drink any of it?
No.
I didn't either, so there.
Well, I did go to sleep, though. I didn't mean to, but I did.
Well, I guess you couldn't help it. Well, I've got to go. The moon's up now, and it'll be a little bit lighter among the trees there. There's only one thing I don't like about it, and that's to leave you and Mother here alone, because...
Now, that's just why I ought to go with you, Bob. Because if anything happens to either one of us, the other one can come back and tell Mother.
Well, I...
Don't you see I ought to go with you? It's no more dangerous for me than it is for you.
I don't know. I don't think Uncle Frank would want you to if he knew about it.
Yes, but then he wouldn't want you to either, Bob. You know very well he wouldn't let you go if he knew it.
Well, he certainly wouldn't want me to just sit here and not do anything if I could help Najee. You don't think that, do you?
No, I know he wouldn't. There's no use talking about it, Bob. I'm going with you.
No.
Oh, please let me. You know I can run awfully fast if I have to.
Well, I'll let you go if you'll promise me that if we get into any kind of a scrap in here, you won't try to do anything to help me, but you'll run back here as fast as you can.
That's kind of mean.
Well, promise or I won't let you go.
Well, I wish we had a gun or something, don't you?
You wouldn't dare to shoot it if we did have. I'll tell you what I have got, though, Betty. You'd probably laugh at me.
What?
You remember that knife I bought in Alexandria that time?
Of course I remember. Don't tell me you brought that with you.
Well, yes, I did.
Well, but you couldn't kill a tiger with that.
Of course I couldn't. We don't know they're tigers. He said cats.
Yes, but I don't see why there'd be cats in there. Not real cats, I mean. Well, come on, if we're going to go. Let's leave a note for Mother.
Okay. Here's a pencil.
I'm writing as fast as I can. There. I'll pin it on my tent.
Come on.
Oh, don't walk so heavily, Bob. You'll sure wake Mother up.
Come on. Let's run. Home's always at the edge of the trees here. Now, wait a minute. This is the path, isn't it?
Of course it is. It's just like another path we found, all covered with moss. Oh, Bob, it's awfully dark in here.
Well, I'm going to turn on the flashlight.
What if somebody sees you?
Yeah, I know. But if I don't, we may get off the path and get lost. There. See, it goes right up there, right up that way.
Well, let's walk as fast as we can. You know, I was telling Mother just a little while ago. I don't see how Nadia could go up this way. Because, see, there's a big cliff there.
Don't you see, silly? That might be where the cave is.
Well, it must be somewhere pretty close to here, then. But look up there. That big rock's right over our head.
Looks to me like the path just stopped right here in front of this rock.
Oh, I know. I bet it's a hidden entrance or something. Isn't that thrilling?
Well, I hope we can find it.
Turn the light on right there, Bob. Look, right there by that fern.
Where?
No, right there. Higher. No, over to the left. Doesn't it look as if there's a little place right behind that big, tall fern?
Oh, I should think it'd have to be a cat to get in there. That can't be it.
Listen, Bob. Listen. It's those drums. Here, I'm smaller than you are. Let me see if I can squeeze in there.
I see. Get up on that rock. It looks like a step. See it there? Here, give me your hand. Now, can you see?
Oh, of course I can. It's a kind of dark hole that looks like it'd go right into the rock. I know this must be it, Bob. I can even hear the drums louder now. Come on. Look, you see a kind of green light in there? Well, come on in here. Look.
I wonder if I dare to turn the flashlight on.
Oh, no, don't.
Just for a second till I see where we are. I can't see a thing.
Oh, wait a minute now. Don't you see that kind of a green light way down there?
Oh, yes. Why, this must be a kind of a little hallway, huh?
Yeah.
Are you scared? Want to go back?
Yes, I'm scared. But I don't want to go back. What's the use of going back now? We know there's something in there now. Put out your hand. You can feel the stone wall right here. Let's go down to the end of the hallway and see what's there. And then if we want to go back, we can.
Here, take my hand. Now remember, you promised if we got into a scrap, you'll go away and leave me.
I know. Come on. Oh, look there, Bob. It is cats.
Huh?
See their eyes shining in that green light?
Gee.
Why, they're all over. How could cats be all over the walls?
Why, there must be hundreds of them.
Look at that green fire on the altar. Do you know what that's like, Bob?
I'll say I know what it's like. It's like that fire that was on the altar in the castle in Montebania. Do you remember? Where they had the cat-headed gods on each side of that little altar. Where we found Dimitri.
Oh, I know it is. Look how bright the fire is now.
Yeah. Well, that's one good thing. They're real cats. They're not tigers or anything.
What do you suppose they're here for?
Gee, I don't know. What do you suppose Mr. Wilson meant by saying the cats caught Nadia and Uncle Frank? They aren't doing anything but sitting there.
And you know what else he said? He said he saw Nadia lying on a gold couch in front of the altar. I don't see any couch, do you, Bob?
Yes, I do, Betty. And there is somebody on it. Oh, Betty, you'd better go back.
I will not. I didn't promise to go back unless you got into a fight. I'm not going back now, even if I am scared almost to death.
Well, I want to go up and see if that really is Nadia.
Well, come on, I'll go. Come on, hurry. Let's not be afraid. There's not anybody in here.
I know there isn't. Uncle Frank isn't even here. Did you ever think of that?
That's right. Well, come on.
Now, don't let's get lost from each other like we did down there in the catacombs.
I won't. It does look like Nadia. I'm going to go right up to her. I'm not afraid. Why should we be afraid of Nadia, even if she... Bob! It is Nadia! Oh, look at her lying there so...
Oh, but she's not... I mean, she's just asleep.
Look how she's dressed, Bob. She's dressed in old Egyptian clothes like you see in pictures. You know that. And look at that couch. It looks exactly like the pictures they showed us in the newspapers. It's the couch that came out of King Tut's tomb.
Yeah. How would Nancy get those funny clothes on? Why should she be asleep in here? I wonder if I can pick her up and carry her out.
Both of us could, I bet. Where do you suppose Uncle Frank is?
I don't know. I bet he'd want us to get Nancy out if we could and worry about him afterwards.
Well, I don't see why he didn't see her if he came in this way. I wonder if there's more than one way to get in this cave.
We came right up that little path. Come on, let's see if we can pick her up.
Oh, just touch her hand, Bob. How cold it is. Oh, do you suppose she really...
Oh, please. You must go away. You must go away at once.
Why, that's Nancy. Where do you suppose she is? This can't be Nancy.
Of course it's Nancy.
Nancy, where are you?
Tom, too. Are you in here also? Oh, why did you not leave me my face?
Nancy, come here.
Where are you, John Doe?
Here I am, Nancy. Come here, will you? I've just found... Listen to me. Listen to me, Nancy. There is a man in here asleep. Did you see him?
I know he is there, John Doe.
But do you know who it is? Surely.
Where do you suppose they are? I don't see them at all, do you?
No. Listen.
Of course I know who it is, John Doe. Who could it be? But Andra... Thank you.